evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochi Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ili Nishmas Yochayim and Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Le'ili Nishmas Gittel Basarav Eliezer Monach. Bitochin has its unbelievable benefits that we're very familiar with, but it also has its challenges. And one of the challenges of Bitochin is to be able to draw the line between relying on Hashem and relying on myself, my efforts, my capabilities. A shliach, a kind, helpful, generous, dedicated shliach who wants to do well, who means to do well, who's good, whose intentions are good, who does good, may even be capable in a normal human sense. And we tend to get a little fuzzy, hazy between, is it Hashem or is it the shliach? Is it me or is it the shliach? That's the reason that we're told that we're not allowed to trust the notiv even as a shliach. The Chochom, he says, could be a shliach. The Meiri explains that the Chochom will say, Hashem will help you. He won't let you think for a moment that he has any craft to help you. But the notiv says, oh, come, I'll be happy to help you, come. You know, that's dangerous for us. True, he is a shliach, and he could be a good shliach, appointed by Hashem, but for us, there's a danger of confusion. There's really another danger of confusion, and that danger is underscored by the Beis Halevi, father of the Chaim Brisker, Chaim Soloveitchik. He writes that, and the Pasuk explains the Pasuk based on a Medrash, Esa Eina Le'orim, Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, Ezri Mimashem. So that's referring to Yaakov Avinu when he's coming for a Shidduch. And he's he's a different matzav. He compares himself to Eliezer. Eliezer came with all kinds of gifts. Yaakov didn't have anything. He'd lost everything. And Me'ayin Yovei Ezri. So the Beis Halevi explains that Pshat in the Medrash says Yaakov was not concerned or thinking, where's it going to come from? Is it going to come from Hashem or someplace else? Of course he knew the answer of Ezri Miyam Hashem, that help only comes from Hashem. But there's a natural human curiosity to think, is Hashem going to help me this way or that way? Is this going to be the Shliach or is that going to be the Shliach? Is this ever going to pan out or is the other ever going to pan out? Is this deal going to work or is the other deal going to work? Is it this doctor or the other one? Is it this friend or the other one? Is it that? It's a natural curiosity, not even to think that that one or the other is doing anything, but just the curiosity that I think about which way is it going to come. And Yaakov Avinu was miyashiv to himself, the Beis Halevi learns, but that was also some on his lofty level of bitochon. That was also a problem, because now I'm thinking this way, Hashem is going to do it this way, so I start thinking about this way, the way, and not the Hashem. And he says that was the problem that he had. I'm thinking naturally. I'm thinking normally. There's a natural sense of curiosity. Where's it going to come from? And that too, Yaakov decided was dangerous, because when I'm thinking which way is Hashem going to do it, I start to think about the do it, the happening, the occurrence, how it's happening, who's doing it. Whereas Ezri Mimashem, I say Shemayim Lord, I just keep my eyes heavenward. I'm just focused on Hashem. That's the only place it comes from. And I don't allow myself to be concerned with that natural curiosity of which way is it going to happen because of the danger that it poses to my bitachon. If that's the case, I often wondered, why do we say the Ezra Hashem with Hashem's help? With the help of heaven. Isn't that taking the focus off Hashem? Hashem is helping. That means I'm the doer, I'm the accomplisher, I'm the one, I'm the person, it's me. And But Hashem is helping. Be'ezras Hashem. That really seems to be the wrong concept. The Beis Halevi tells us that the pshat in the Medrash is that not only should we not look at Hashem as helping, we shouldn't even think about the way it's happening because of the ability that it has to confuse us and to dilute the total focus on Hashem. So I say, Be'ezras Hashem, it sounds like I'm saying, I'm doing it and he's helping. Oh, he's my helper. He's my helper. You're not even his helper. He's doing it all. What's going on over here? So there's a very interesting sukkim that we had in the parsha's Eikich, where the Torah talks about what's going to happen when we come to Eretz Yisrael and things are going well and we have success, material success, and everything. We get a little haughty and forget Hashem. And then we're going to end up saying, the pasuk continues, it's my own power, my own strength that made these accomplishments happen. And the next pasuk says, Hashem says, no, v'zocharto, ki hu ha-neisein l'cho koyach lasus chayim. That Hashem is the one who gives you the koyach to do this. So don't say, koyachi l'oitzem yodi, but rather remember that Hashem is the neisein l'cho koyach lasus chayim. It's important to learn that's the reason the pasuk continues, that we're going to end up in trouble if we don't do that. Because he says, instead of remembering that it was from Hashem and thanking Hashem for it, he says, we're saying, it seems that the pshat in the pasuk in the Sipurnu is that when a person has koiches, he builds, he plants, he harvests, he built a business, he does, he accomplished, that he shouldn't say Kriyach Etzem Yodi. He should rather remember that Hashem is the one who gave him the Koyach. But it sounds like he's using his Koyach. It sounds like he's allowed to think that, yes, my Koyach, I did it. Kriyach Etzem Yodi also is a Chayel Azeh, but Kriyach is not really Kriyach because Hashem gave it to me. So it seems to contradict what we said before, that a person should not think it's Hashem only helping, but rather Hashem is doing everything. And he was saying, I'm doing it, and he's the one who gave me the koyach. And what's going on over there? And I think the answer may be very simple. It depends whether it's before the fact or after the fact. Before the fact is a danger. The danger is if we allow ourselves to think, may I in Yovel Yezri, where, what, how, then the danger is that we'll start to focus on the wherewithal, on the way that it's happening, on the agent that's bringing it about, on the direction that it takes, and the system which it's happening through, and forget that it's nothing to do with people and agents and systems and directions. It's all function. There's a danger before, and it can hurt our bitochon in Hashem, and therefore we say Ezri mi Hashem. And therefore, I would suggest that Be'ezras Hashem may not be the appropriate language, a suggestion only, before the fact, because it can take off the focus and go, oh, Hashem's going to help, but I'm really the doer. After the fact, however, the Torah reveals, the Sipurno explains, that we should remember, you are allowed to compliment yourself. You are allowed to, I did a good job. I really did. I worked hard, and Hashem crowned that work with success, and I'm allowed to think that, yes, my koyach, I put in the right koyaches, I put in all my koyaches, I really did what I was supposed to do. However, the koyach comes from you. Because after the fact, it doesn't have that same danger as interfering with the bitochon, because it's after the fact, it happened already. And it seems that we have a need to be able to think that we did accomplish something. Human being was created with certain needs of accomplishment, with needs of achievement, with needs of feeling good about himself. So after the fact, when it won't interfere with my bitochon, because it's a done deal already, it happened, so then I'm allowed to say, I put in good kishes, and Hashem is the neisen li koyach lasus choyl. That's true. Before the fact, it's too dangerous. Before the fact, we have to say, Ezri mi Hashem, and not even think about my koyach and my effort and my people and my shliach, because that can confuse us. This would and therefore suggest, possibly, that before the fact, when I want to say I'm going to do something, I say, Yirtza Hashem, I'll be able to do it. Because Hashem is the one who accomplishes. It's all up there. It's totally in His desire. After the fact, I would be allowed to say, Be'ezus Hashem, I did it. Be'ezus Hashem, I performed the task. Be'ezus Hashem, I accomplished the goal. I achieved the goal. Because there, after the fact, I am allowed to look at the fact that I contributed and participated also. And this has one exception. And that exception is in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, it's Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yiras Shemayim. So we actually have a certain power. And it's interesting. Because I'll say, B'chol Yom V'Yom Yitzvah Shalodim is Gaber Olof. Every day the Yitzhar beats out the Yitzhar things. Bil Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Eino Yocholoi. If Hashem did not help him, he wouldn't be able to. What do you mean help him? Hashem does everything. No. Hashem does everything in the realm of Mili the Alma, in the realm of the material world, not the spiritual world, not Ruchnius, not Yerushalayim. And therefore, before the fact, I should not think about the fact this way or that way, because it could take away from the fact that Hashem is doing it all. After the fact, I am allowed to pay some attention to that, because I need that chizuk, and it's not going to interfere with the bitochen, because it's after the fact. But in Ruchnius, in the fighting the Eitz Hara, in the doing what's right, there I'm allowed to look at Hashem as helping me because He gave me that power. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yiras actually gave me the power to make the choices and to accomplish the goals. Therefore, he says, "V'molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israel." Therefore, he is considered helping us, and it's not considered a chesaron in bitochon because he actually gave that power to us. That's the one power that we have, and he wants us to think. Now, I know this discussion may have been a little bit esoteric, and I'm certainly not saying it lahalocha that before the fact we shouldn't be allowed to say Be'ezus Hashem, and after the fact we are allowed to say Be'ezus Hashem. Before the fact, we have to say Yirtza Hashem, and only after the fact to say Be'ezus Hashem. I don't know, although Ms. Kabbalah Adas, I think it makes a lot of sense. But I think the main point that we have to learn is that we have to be very careful. Every time anything that I do is involved, any form of ishtatus, any time the help of anyone from the outside, any time any shluchim, any agents that are doing for me on behalf of Hashem are involved, I have to be so, so careful not to miss the line of demarcation between the agent and what is actually. The truth of the matter is that this concept of Hashem doing it all, but yet allowing us to get credit after the fact, is really found in the lotion of the Rambam in Hilchas Hanukkah. At the beginning of Hilchas Hanukkah, the Rambam says that the Yevonim caused us great suffering and pain, torment, until Hashem had Rachmonis on us, and the Hoshea, the Yitzhak, and they saved us, saved all Israel. Then the Hashmonoim beat the Yevonim and they threw them out, whatever, they won the battle. The Yitzhak was Yisrael, and they saved the Klal Yisrael. The question on the Rambam is, who saved Klal Yisrael? Who did it? Was it Hashem, or was it the Hashmonoim? Seems to be a contradiction. And the Pshat seems to be that, of course, when Hashem has Rachmonos and decides it's done, it's a done deal. He does everything, he needs nothing. Levi v'asus yechpot, Levi shoykei o yishirtze, he doesn't need that. The infantry, he doesn't need the horses or the chariots or the tanks. He doesn't need anything. However, when we do it with our Mesiras Nefesh, with our mitzvahs, with our commitment, with our efforts, he gives us credit. He says that the Hashmonoim saved the Klal Yisrael. The Hashmonoim were the ones that saved us. They get the credit because they put in the effort. And he made that effort successful. And it's true that he did the whole thing. But since we put in our effort, that's the way it unfolded, we get credit for it as well. That seems to be the concept. But before the fact, it definitely seems to be a need to be careful, because it's too easy to make the mistake to think that we're dealing with, that there are any other kliyos involved other than Hashem. And after the fact, we need a little bit of encouragement. And it is a good thing to realize that I put in kliyach, I did a lot, I did work, I worked hard. Hashem is the neisim of kliyach, lasos choyl. But the power to do so all comes.